older.
I don't know, that's the way it sounded. I dealt with him that way. And you had to know when he was doing it pleasantly or unpleasantly.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to be there to pick up the inflection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some days I don't feel being bothered. Kick you or push you. Mm-hmm. Another time he's bringing my plea, giving you an answer. Yeah, I think. I don't know how to spell it, but my same teacher, H-E-I-G, I don't know. But somebody get a yes, sir.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go on. Mm-hmm. Now, terms for the different kind of weather, like if it rained a whole lot in a short time, like it did the other day, what kind of storm would you call that?
It was raining bullfrogs.
Raining what?
Bullfrogs.
Okay.
I mean, did you hear them? I don't wonder where they came from, too, but it rained like that, rain bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of them. from rain, now, I don't know what the weather you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cloudy, sunny.
And what if it's thunder or lightning? What kind of storm is it?
Well, I give the one way back from the culture. Lord's talking. Tell everybody to be quiet. Thunder and lightning, Lord speaking. And anybody with sense would be quiet. My grandpa's make me sit in the corner. When he stops speaking, and we need to move.
And what if it was a pretty day and then the clouds started coming in? You'd say the weather's what?
Put it in the clouds, Doug.
How would you describe it?
Someone cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting cloudy.
Okay. What if it's the opposite and it starts out cloudy and then the sun's
bright? Day is brightening up or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call a place out in the field or somewhere where the water would cut? If it rained a whole lot, the water would cut like a path through this.
A gullet? I think you got that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the gullets or something. They run and cut through the rain
mm-hmm.
so much of it cut his own path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about corn? Did you ever grow any corn?
Yes.
Do you know what?
Shuck it too.
You know what you would call the top thing that hangs
up? Tassel.
Uh-huh. How about the part that's around the ears that you have to take off?
It's shucking so much. It's shucking. It's shucking the corn.
That's the shucks.
Shucks the corn, uh-huh. I think so, yeah.
And what's on the inside of that stringy-like?
Beard. That's not the, but that's one to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the beard on your face, but
mm-hmm.
that's not, but that's one term I get from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All men, like the men on the horse.
Huh,
uh-huh,
yeah. Uh-huh.
They just give them to it. That's probably great.
What about some kind of corn that you would eat as opposed to what you might feed animals? They have a term for the kind they'd eat, like younger.
Young, better, tender, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They usually determine that. And depending on how plentiful it is, some you could eat and you couldn't eat. When if it's tough, you eat some of those that you're going to give away to the hogs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Plentiful, you know, you can greet it a little differently. Yeah. But it's young, tender. That's about the term.
Mutton corn, did you ever hear that term for it?
Mm-hmm.
A mutton corn?
I don't think so. Might have. Keep saying you're taxing my memory. Yeah, 50 years of tech.
Yeah, this is about things that were made out of.
It's a good thing. You